2SER Breakfast. Tweet us at 2SER.
Yeah, jump on Twitter, have a chat to us. We are at 2SER. Now, I'm not going to be surprising anybody. When we talk about how the cost of living has been rising rapidly, cost of housing, I mean, we're Sydneysiders, we know what that's like. But what might surprise you is that people are turning that into an opportunity to live a lot more simply. This sort of minimalist movement has gained momentum with more and more people opting to live in deliberately tiny houses. Kind of kicked off in the US, but the tiny house ideal is making waves in Australia. Now, I know they're affordable and apparently they're quite sustainable, but what is the deal with them? Now, Grant Emmons is a builder and the owner of designer Eco Tiny Homes. Grant, a very good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you, Nick. Thanks for having me today.
It's a pleasure. Now, look, there's tiny and then there's tiny. What sort of size are we talking about when we talk about your tiny homes?
Yeah, it's a good question. So a tiny home, it's actually legally classed as a caravan. So as far as tiny goes, the government sets out the rules. It can't be longer than 12.5 metres. It can't be wider than 2.5 metres. And it can't be taller than 4.3 metres overall. So that's the parameters you've got for a tiny house.
That is tiny indeed. How long does it take to construct one of these?
On average, they take around 3 months.
Okay.
So it's a lot faster than a normal house, but obviously it's a lot smaller. But you are fitting everything in that you would normally have in a house, just in a lot smaller space. Yeah.
And to be clear, we're talking about, you know, you're hooked up to the grid, you've got sort of plumbing.
That's right, yeah. They all have toilet, like a bathroom, ensuite, shower, vanity. They've got a kitchen, cooktops, ovens. They've got sleeping, lounge room, dining, TV rooms. They've got a loft storage spaces, loft sleeping spaces. Yeah, so it's got everything you need. It's really the most, I guess the equivalent in housing would be like a studio apartment type setup.
But as a freestanding house, this is really interesting. So I imagine costs vary depending on how you want it constructed. But what is sort of the average cost of a tiny house?
Oh, I'd say the average cost of a tiny house for the ones that we sell is around $65,000 to $75,000.
$65,000 to $75,000.
Yeah. It's generally for a lot of people, it's less than half the deposit that you would normally pay on the average Sydney home.
Now, you've been building these for, I think, around 7 years. Is that right?
No, not that. I started in 2015.
Okay.
It's only been a couple of years.
Only a couple of years. How popular have they been in the last couple of years that you've been doing this?
Well, when I first started, it was, it was an interesting process. I said to my wife, because I was in normal home building, and I said, I'm going to start building houses on wheels. What do you think? She thought I was slightly crazy, but that's how it goes, you know. But we sold a couple last year, and I thought, yeah, maybe not such a good idea. Not sure, but we'll see. But this year we sell on average 1 to 2 a week.
1 to 2 a week is a lot.
It's a lot, yeah. We started with just myself and my wife, and then I got one carpenter, and this year we're up to, there's 10 of us now making them full time.
What sort of areas are you selling into?
We sell across Australia. This month we have one going out to Tasmania. We have later in this year, we have one going to WA. We have obviously a lot in New South Wales and our local area, but yeah, we send them across the country.
So this isn't just of interest to Sydneysiders who are, dare I say it, a bit jack of the housing market. This is kind of a countrywide interest.
The problem of housing affordability is actually nationwide, as you're aware. It's a problem that everybody faces. So we get calls. We probably get maybe 35 inquiries a week, and that would come from every state.
Wow, 35 inquiries a week. And I'm guessing the idea here is this isn't people just sort of saying, well, this is all we can do. They're making a conscious decision to kind of reduce to this sort of tiny environment, I guess.
Yeah, it's for most people, I would say it's a conscious choice for them to say, you know what, enough's enough. A tiny house is the most sustainable way to house an individual or a family group, and they're making that choice to downsize and only use what they need to use. So I would say it's not a For some, though, it is forced. They just simply can't afford anything else. But for most of my clients, it's a conscious choice to decide that this is the future of housing.
And Grant, even in the last 2 years, as you said, you've seen the interest go up. Are you anticipating that this is going to become a more popular style of living in Australia?
I would suggest that, although a lot of people don't know it yet, a tiny house is actually what they'll be living in the future. I believe it to be the housing of the future because it covers so many bases. It covers not only the cost, which is a huge factor, because there's that social side of it, where if you're not leveraged to the hill with a mortgage, if you've got a lot more freedom. So there's a lot of benefits in that, not just the cost, but also the reality that the planet can't sustain such big housing that we've been used to seeing. And so because a tiny house is, in my opinion, the best allocation of resources to house people, I think you'll find that everyone will end up living in one or something similar to this.
Grant, absolutely fascinating, mate. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Wonderful. Thanks for having us, Nick. You have a great day.
You too, mate. Grant Eamon's there. He's a builder and director of Designer Eco Tiny Homes. Chatting about the trend of, reducing your footprint literally and figuratively when it comes to housing. Amazing stuff. Possibly the house of the future, according to Grant.